Hello and welcome to Pray 365 with Just a Guy. So today I just wanted to, before we get started, read a couple of scriptures. We're reading from James 4 and also 1 Thessalonians 5. So James 4, 2 and 3 say, "You do not have because you do not ask. You ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures." Now, I think all the time about myself, and I pray for financial prosperity, for help if I'm in trouble, whatever it might be, financial help if I'm in trouble. And all of a sudden, something will start to come to fruition. And sure enough, I start thinking about my toys that I can buy. I don't think about praising God and returning the gift back to Him. So I can relate to this quite often. Verse 10 of James 4 says, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up." So part of our motivation really needs to be humility. We need to be asking and seeking in humility. And finally, in 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 19, it says, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit." Now, I added the "do not quench," I added it because it was in a different paragraph and I brought it up. But to me, it just seems, if I'm going to be able to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, I need the Holy Spirit empowering me. Because that's something that is God. It sure isn't this guy. So with all of that, let's go to God in prayer. Holy Father, we thank You. We thank You for who You are, the Creator of all, the One who is deserving of all praise and is awe-inspiring. We thank You that You love us and care about us. You know us and You want to hear from us. You love us so much You've adopted us. And that means we are inheritors of Yours. So, Lord, I come before You thanking You and praising You and knowing that just as a flawed human being that I have the ability to seek You out, seek Your forgiveness, praise You for Your grace, and beg You for Your help. As a good father, and as Your child, I know I don't need to beg. Because what father, when someone asks, when their child asks for bread, would give them a stone? But I think, Father, one of the key elements is bread. It's a necessity. It's something that is needed versus asking for a Porsche. So I pray, Lord, that my request, my heart, my mind would be controlled by You, Holy Spirit. That my ask would be driven by You. That my mind and my desires would be on You, Lord, and not upon things of this world. So I come before You seeking Your mercy upon my family, our families. I pray, Lord, for You to guide them, bless them, and protect them today. I know some of them are struggling with addictions. Some of them are struggling with bad health. And others are just struggling with the everyday life in an economy that's terrible, or not, that is hard. So, Lord, I just pray for our children. I pray for our spouses. Pray for our parents and our siblings and our grandchildren. I just pray for all of those we love. and ask for your angels to be about them, keeping them safe. For those who don't know you, I pray that you would put people in their paths, touch their hearts, Holy Spirit, guide them to you. And I just ask for healing upon those who are ill, both physically, emotionally, and mentally. You're the great physician, and I claim your healing upon them. I pray, Lord, for our children, our loved ones. And Lord, I'm grateful for this nation I live in, and I'm very thankful that I live here and was born here. At the same time, I just pray, Lord, and I see that it's moving in a direction that's not towards you. As I read Romans 1, and it talks about the perversions that people have fallen into in Rome, it's the same thing here. The misdirection, the misguided, the wrong-headed, the wrong thoughts, the idolatry of self. All those elements, Lord, I just pray, as they were in Rome, pray that they would be not, that they would be removed here, that people would see you, know you, and love you, that we would turn back to you to bring you honor and glory. May this nation be lifted up once again to you by her citizens who are on their knees. Lord God, bless our country, I pray. And lastly, Lord, I pray for our relationship with you. I pray that today we would bring you honor and glory, that we would live a life that's worthy of you. A life that people would say, huh, that person's different. And say it in a positive way, but a way that recognizes that we're a little bit set apart, a little bit different. And Lord, I just pray that we would stay within your spirit, your mindset, your spirit set. I ask, Holy Spirit, for you to guide us today. May we pray continually. May we pray in you and through you. May our spirits dominate our day, not our physical dominate our day. May our spirits flow. May you, Holy Spirit, flow through us today. I pray and ask. I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks for joining me at Pray 365. I hope you have a great day.